I'm going to explain this for you, LP, because you have you ever seen snow?
Actually, that's a really funny question. No, I've seen snow from afar, right? Like I've seen it on a mountaintop, but I have never personally touched snow or been in snow. So to answer your question, no snow.
That's crazy. Beyond the Greenly. Welcome to the Omnic Weekly, the Overwatch podcast that is still waiting for the reindeer Orisa. This is episode 43. I'm Dee, and I'm joined by Hannah.
Hi!
And by LP.
What's up, everybody?
How are you guys doing?
I'm okay. I just went to Wonderland to start, to be honest.
Are you anxiously waiting for those snowy maps, or are the skins that really got you
going? I need the skins!
Okay. Okay, let's talk about that later before you start spoiling stuff. And then, yeah, and me and LP have to be the people that say, come on, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah.
Wait, we're going to talk about this later.
That's my job.
We don't want to reverse the roles here. That would be silly. LP, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Back in South Florida, visiting the family, spending some good time out in the tropic weather while y'all are in the winter.
Oh my
Sorry
God.
About that. Not sorry.
It started so beautiful. It started like I'm with my family. My mom just made me some chicken soup and all that stuff. And then he's just started insulting us again. Like, yeah, he had to troll.
Well, I've liked the cold because it means I can go outside in actual layers.
Actual layers? Are there like non-actual layers too?
Yeah, like when you wear like a really shitty, like summery vest top. And then have like a really light cardigan over the top. That's shitty layers.
Shitty layers.
And then when it's actually cold, you can wear a t-shirt and a jumper. And maybe a scarf.
Let's not forget about your epidermis. Your dermis. You know, you also got those layers.
Okay. We're going into biology now.
Layers of skin. Boys,
yeah, that's see what the problem is here is LP is not used to wearing layers of clothes, so the whole concept is lost on him.
Yeah.
So he starts talking about layers and skin. That's the only thing he can grasp. He is trying to grasp at the straws, the things that he knows, and he's used to wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Come on, we need to respect his positive temperature.
Correct.
His vibe, summery thingy, heritage.
Summary heritage. Exactly. But if you hear LP stuttering a little bit, that's not because Correct. He's drunk. He's always drunk, but that's not the cause of his stuttering. He's far off somewhere in Florida and doing his best to be here with us with a tiny little laptop and a tiny little microphone. But he just wanted this to happen. So just get him some slack.
Yes.
All right. I know if I'm going to start with the news now, you'll interrupt me again and ask me how my week was. So I'll just slip it in there. My week has been busy as always. We are working really hard because the end of the year is coming. So in a few weeks, we'll be going into a new year and we have some big plans with Atomics. That takes some planning, getting everybody with the nose in the same direction. And I'm working on that. And we're doing, like, I started streaming a lot, which has been, bless you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. I was waiting to make sure that it was you and not one of the cats that just sneezed. It would have been funny if you just went, Dee, come on, that wasn't me, that was a cat. It was you.
Oh, it was fun really story. I actually have a story relating to that. So,
all right.
The other day, I was just sat on the sofa and a loud belch echoed across the apartment. And I was like, wow, I hope Moggy's okay. So I called out to her and she was just laughing. And I was like, okay, you're that amused by your own belches? No, turns out it was one of the cats who had managed to burp so loudly it sounded human.
Oh.
What are you feeding those animals?
He'd just That's gotten really excited because he likes to drink from glass cups sometimes.
Yeah.
And he'd just gotten so excited with like drinking from this cup that he'd obviously like taken in too much air.
Oh my goodness.
Clearly. Yeah, that's really exceptional that it comes out that side. Usually they wait and they keep it for the other side.
I know.
The little shits.
Not Sebi. Right.
No, clearly not. What do you think, guys? Are we ready for some news?
We're always down for the juice.
Yes.
Always down for the juice. See, this rhyming, this is really turning out to be a rhyming episode. We've been rhyming all day. All right, let's just start with the news of the week.
No place to go but up.
Whee!
We have a wee, people. We have a wee. We're ready to go.
So, at the start of the week, we have the announcement of the Winter Wonderland event, which we've all been waiting for. It will start on December 11th, which, for those of us in Europe, is on Tuesday. I think it is for America as well.
Yeah, that's how calendars work, I think. But
yeah, but no, like, I think some people, it's at, like, crazy hours, because, like, for us, it's at, like, 7 p.m. Yeah. And we'll last until January 2nd. Whee!
Till next year. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yes! So that will take us all the way to 2019. Straight over the festive period, into the new year. As always, we are very excited for the new skins. Blizzard have been teasing them this week.
Yeah.
As is their new habit.
As they have been.
Because otherwise it'll just get leaked somewhere and we'll find them all out on like the Saturday beforehand. And then we're like, oh, that's all the skins at once then. Should I go into what we've had so far?
Yeah. Tell us.
Bearing in mind, when we're recording this, it's Saturday evening. So it's like 9 p.m. my time, 10 p.m. D's time. So more skins will probably have been released by the time you hear this. But what we've had so far, Snowboard Azaria with her ridiculously cute polar bear tail. We've had Arctic Fox Lucio with his ridiculously cute fox ears. We've had Sugar Plum Mercy.
What's wrong with your voice?
Yes.
I have wanted Mercy as a fairy for so long.
Really?
Yes.
That's oddly specific to want. Like, well, is that your Christmas list?
It was on my Christmas list, yeah.
A new cardigan. New layers.
And a new jumper and fairy Mercy.
Dreams do come true.
Oh my God.
I thought it might have been like a summer thing, maybe at some point. But yeah, I've wanted Mercy as a fairy for a very long time. Like when I was first kind of getting into Overwatch, I found like a forest nymph fan skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wanted her as a fairy ever since because it was just so pretty. So like instead of having the feathers, you have like the little fairy wing shapes instead. And then they gave me a Christmas fairy.
Thank you, Blizzard, for Christmas this year.
I know. I was thinking about like a Christmas angel, but no, I'm really happy it's a fairy.
A sugar plum fairy.
Plum fairy. To go with the nutcracker theme.
What's so specific? Oh, right. I was just going to ask, what's a sugar plum fairy? But okay,
yeah,
thank
you. Goes with the nutcracker theme.
You answered that.
So yeah, but still, we still have that potential for the Trash Rat King.
Yeah, that's going to be the last one, I think.
And for I heard that as soon as Zarya and Lucia were announced, that it was the year for the furries. That was an ongoing joke on Twitter and Instagram. Everybody loves the furries.
Not everyone.
The year of the furries,
which I think is a bit rude.
I'm taking notes for the title of the episode. Year of the furries.
Year of the furries. We all know there's a subculture out there that loves to dress up in furry outfits, like anthropomorphic animals.
And what did they do then, LP, after they dressed up?
They go to conventions together and...
Not always. Oh. This is, again, a bit stereotypical now.
Oh, we're talking about those furries. Okay, well, let's not jump into those furries now.
Yeah, no, there's a subset in the whole cosplay world that indeed loves to just like, we've seen the worgen like and the everything that that's kind of furry too, right? Like the people that dress up like an animal from whatever IP we have in Blizzard.
Yeah, I guess.
Fur is fur. I think I'm going to make a shirt that furry says fur. That. Yeah, I might get in trouble with that shirt, but who cares? But there was one more skin before we go into depth on the skins.
Yes. Biathlon Widow.
Tell us.
Maker.
Yeah. That was just released just a few hours before the podcast. Yeah,
and if you have no idea what that is, it's this random combination of, like, I think it's skiing and shooting. No,
yeah, it's Langlauf. It's Langlaufing. It's called in Dutch. I don't know what the English is. Let me look it up. I don't even know how you write in Dutch, let alone in English. Langlaufen, all right? So it's basically, I'm going to explain this for you, LP, because have you ever seen snow?
Actually, that's a really funny question. No, I've seen snow from afar, right? Like I've seen it on a mountaintop, but I have never personally touched snow or been in snow. So to answer your question, no snow.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, I've lost a few years back. I went to LA, middle in the summer, but then we went to a lot of national parks in the States. So at one point we were in a really warm weather, and a few hours later we were somewhere in the mountains in the snow, throwing snowballs at each other, which was crazy. So I just looked it up, and it's called cross country skiing. I don't know why cross country sounds. It just explains really well what it is. It's basically smaller skis where you don't really are able to slide, so you have to like walk with those skis on, which is, I've done it a few times. It's really, really, really difficult. You fall over really quickly. It's really, you get tired really quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so everybody has their little thing, right? And you have to go from one target to the other as quickly as possible. It's really funny to watch during the Olympics and shoot at a target. These five little balls next to each other, and they get, if they don't get all of them, they have to do extra laps on the course. Like they have this penalty box where they have to do little laps or something. It's so funny to watch.
Sometimes they just kind of add a generic time onto the end, but I do prefer it when they have to do the penalty box.
Yeah. That's just watching someone, a grown man or woman, doing little laps, like with a face like, motherfucker, why didn't he just practice on the sniping,
like,
part?
They've been
and
told to go and sit in the corner.
Yeah, it would actually be better if they just could sit in a corner, like they have to do an ice hockey or something. But this
you
is
have
funnier.
To sit on the naughty step for a minute.
And keep your cross-country skis on just as an extra penalty.
So you have to add the time of trying to like sit down in your skis and then stand back up again.
Yeah. Exactly. That's penalty time by itself. Trying to not fall over with the skis. But judging by your reaction earlier, you're really happy with the skins, or at least a few of them.
Yeah,
Hannah?
Definitely. There's not one that I don't like so far. So, I mean, for me, I had this problem over summer. I'm not super invested in sports, but so I wasn't super keen on a lot of the skins for the summer event. But even then, I'm still kind of excited for the biathlon skin for Widowmaker, because it's just such a nice color palette. I like it. obviously,
yeah.
Sugar Plum Mercy, I will be buying on the day. Do not care. I am getting it immediately.
Same with Lucia. I'm doing that right away.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, like, we saw the skin and I was having a conversation with a couple of followers on Twitter, and everybody was kind of really excited to see her staff. Because with Mercy skins, like, seeing her staff is half of the excitement. I think more so than maybe other characters. Because it usually does tie into her costume. And like, she's been given some really ornate designs, like with the witch skin. She has like the runes that appear at the end of her staff, and like the extra glowing effects. And you've got like the twirly feathers on the Chinese New Year skin. A few of us were like, I really can't wait to see her staff. Blizzard has been doing a bit of a new promotion this year where they've commissioned artists in advance to like draw fan art of the new skins. And one user, at Fabelina, so that's F-A-E-B-L-I-N-A, on Twitter, was commissioned to do the Pixie Mercy, and she drew her with her staff.
Wow.
And because it's commissioned by Blizzard, I'm sure this must be her in-game staff. It is so amazing. It is so pretty.
I retweeted it. I need to quickly look at it. Yeah, it looks really pretty.
And I cannot wait.
Can I quickly mention how this is something I'm starting to notice more and more. Meteor is an ongoing brand. Is Meteor like their Nike or like their Adidas? I want to know.
Oh, yeah. I think, I don't know if you heard the whole question, Hannah.
No, I did not.
From my end, you were breaking up a little bit, LP. But the gist of the question was like the Meteor, if that is their brand, because indeed, I just noticed it too, that it keeps coming back.
Yeah, there's
every
a player icon of it as well.
Okay.
Like already in game.
Yeah, like your Nike.
You can get the Meteor logo.
Well spotted, LP.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, apparently.
Because they have a couple of like in-game brands that you notice on posters and stuff, so...
Well, I'm really not... I'm going to let LP give his opinion after. Let me be the counterweight on your enthusiasm for once.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know. I know you were going to say that. But I'm not really that happy with the skins, to be honest. I know the first one that came out was the Zarya one. I really like that. I like the fact that the bear on her head is also one of the skins in the Heroes of the Storm.
I know, that's so cute. So, it's such a nice touch.
So they did one of the skins for Stitcher there is the same bear. And then the head is basically Zarya's helmet. And I saw some really nice tweets about that. But then Lucio, okay, I still need to just see it in game, I guess. It has this kind of sporty high-tech feel. And then the Mercy one didn't do that much for me. I'm really sorry, Hannah. I know you're going to hate me for that. But
it's a very pink year, and you have said repeatedly that you are not fond of the color pink.
Not in my skins, at least. And then Widowmaker is just the same. Like, it's the pink... I don't know. I'm not that enthusiastic. What I didn't hear, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that there was a bit of the community was a bit in an uproar about the fact that the wings, if she does her Valkyrie, that the
yellow.
How do you call that part? Yeah, that the yellow sneaks in there. And there were people that did reskins already. And just, so this one, I think it was a Big Fish that sent out, a tweet telling Blizzard that they got 3 days to fix it or something. Like,
to be fair, I had this exact conversation with Moggy because they've got she's got a couple of skins, so where she's got the blue.
Yeah.
And obviously she's got the charity skin that's got pink.
Yeah.
Either one of those would have been better pick than the yellow because there's not an ounce of yellow anywhere on that skin.
It's kind of strange.
It's all blue. It's like purples and there's some greens in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no yellow. And I thought, surely at this point, it's just a tick box because it's already programmed in.
Maybe they just forgot. Maybe they were just, they were so happy with it. And then, oh my God, we didn't test it in game yet. Now, the moment they did the Valkyrie, you should have seen it. But anyways, I'm really hoping for these last skins that we still have to see, that there will be something in there, like I said at the start. I know Nick Forks, that's on the esports crew, is he asked me if we could sue Blizzard if they didn't give us the Orisa Ranger skin. I know a lot of people are waiting for that, but I want to see something, I don't know, different. Than the sports. It's like this year there are no Winter Olympics, so we got all Winter Olympic themed skins for some reason, except for the Mercy one. But yeah, that's just me.
And the Lucio one.
Well, the Lucio, I don't know.
I don't know how many foxes you see on the field during the Olympics.
I think I think it's just like the whole feel of the skin feels, it has this bit of a sporty, but you could say still, yeah, discuss about it. It's not really sporty in the clearest sense, but I'm not that big a fan either for now. But maybe if I see it in game, that it's changed my opinion on it. What do you think, LP? What's your opinion?
Well, I think that Sonic Lucio is kind of cool. I mean, it definitely has that resemblance to, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog and the characters from the series a little bit. Gotta go fast. I think the Widowmaker skin's cool. I mean, yeah, I know you don't like pink, but D, we're all pink on the inside. Doesn't really matter. I'm really, really waiting and anticipating the Junkrat rat skin.
Yeah. The Rat King,
I know
the Rat King.
It came out on a shirt. The Rat King. I know it came out on a shirt, and I think that Junkrat as a rat would be...
Mwah. See, that's the thing. It also ties in with Mercy Skin that they've released, because they're characters from the same ballet, and
Zenyatta, and the Nutcracker, one of the first ones.
Who is terrifying, because I have a phobia of puppets and nutcrackers.
Really, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Let me take a note. Wait. So, fear of puppets and nutcrackers.
So, I actually can't deal with the Zenyatta nutcracker skin. Ugh.
Oh. So, when you see it in game, are you just like,
nope.
Gotta run away. Gotta run away.
Let me check quickly.
For the most part, I can ignore it so long as they don't get play of the game.
Oh, yeah.
So let me check quickly, like, what characters are there in the Nutcracker? But maybe that one might be a nice hint towards any other. But yeah, you got the Nutcracker itself.
Yeah, because just to really go with the Nutcracker theme, the Sugar Plum fairy skin, she has ballet shoes.
Yeah. That's true. So what other characters are there in the Nutcracker musical or ballet? Sorry, musical. Oh, my God. Some people would have me lynched.
D, man, people are going to be so mad when they hear about this.
I don't think we have a lot of ballet enthusiasts among our audience, but if there's one, I'm screwed. I'm going to be screwed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you will be. So you've got, like, the main character, Clara. She's the one that sort of goes in and sees all these wonderful things. So she's kind of like the vessel to the... audience.
She's on drugs. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Okay.
No. She's trying to get her doll back from the evil Mouse King / Rat King, depending on what production you're watching. You've got the Nutcracker. I think she has a crazy, as in eccentric, not evil. She has an eccentric godfather, Drosselmeyer. I've got the Sugar Plum Fairy. You've got the Rat King. Yeah, they're kind of like the main ones. Everything else is like up to interpretation.
The Rat King.
And is there, I see this once in a while, I see pictures of a prince somewhere. Maybe they'll give Soldier one of the prince costumes or something.
Yeah.
I'm not up to date to ballet, apparently, clearly. I don't see any characters that I'm really anxious to see skinned. But we got 4 or 5 skins now. Let's see. Maybe we'll get one after this podcast. We'll get one on Sunday and on Monday. Any characters that you guys would want to see get a skin right now for this event?
Well, anyone who doesn't currently have a winter skin, because Zarya and Lucio, although they were only epic, they still already had Christmas skins.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas true. Widow and Mercy didn't have a single one. And a few weeks ago, I actually went through the Hero Gallery and made a list of everyone who doesn't have a winter-themed skin.
Tell us.
And I have it ready if we're all up for this.
I'm up for this.
Yeah, obviously some of them are because, you know, like they're new to the game this year. Like Ash, she's never been to Christmas. She's never had Christmas before.
Yeah, she's a little young. Or recent to already get a skin, I'm afraid.
But they're on the list anyway. Mm-hmm. So we've got Ash, Brigitte, Doomfist, Genji, Moira, Orisa, Reinhardt, Symmetra, and
Hammy.
Hammy.
What would Hammond be? Like a ball ornament? I think that would be really cute, right?
Oh my God, he could be like a little Christmas tree decoration.
That would be awesome. Yeah, or a big ball of snow. But no. Give me the tree ornament. That would really be awesome.
Definitely.
I would sign for that. Did you skip over D.Va?
I might have done.
Oh my God, are you the character that you play so much, you skipped over.
I know. I'm sorry, D.Va. She doesn't have a Halloween skin and she doesn't have a Christmas skin.
Yeah.
And she only got her first summer skin this year. So come on, Blizzard.
If we deduct from that list any character that got one in the last event, then Doomfist.
I did. So I deducted Mercy and Widowmaker from... because they got one this year, but you want me to remove anyone who got one at Halloween?
Yeah, just to, like, Ash and Brigitte are still in there. D.Va was still in there.
Didn't get a Halloween skin.
Doomfish did.
He got Doomfish. Yeah. Genji didn't get a Halloween skin.
Moira did.
Moira did.
Orisa did not.
Did not.
Ryan did not either. Symmetra, nope. And Hammy. Hammy.
Wrecking Ball did, yeah.
Yeah, he did. So, I think the chances to get that deer, Ranger Orisa are growing, if you ask me.
Yeah, they're pretty high.
They're pretty high. Would be cool to have at least one for him.
I mean, what was the last event skin that she even got?
Let me think. That's a good question, to be honest. Like, the last skin that I can remember was the one with the forest team that she has.
Yeah, was that?
But that was
that anniversary?
No, I think that was the summer, right? Or was it anniversary? Oh my God!
Google.
Yeah, Google. Tell me. Yeah, it was the anniversary, and that was the last one that she got.
Yeah, so she's due.
Really due for one. Oh my God! If I just scroll to this list of skins, she has so few skins. For events. She always gets one for the anniversary. So she got one for the first Archives event. Then for the anniversary event. And all the rest are just her basic skins or... Yeah, her skins. Or yeah, she got the immortal one for... that was added to the normal
lookbooks.
Yeah,
she got one in the great noob drop of 2018.
Which was really over quickly. Oh my God. They need to do that again. A big update of those loot boxes.
I know, that was so cool.
It was
because there's still skins I don't have from it, to be fair.
No, I keep getting doubles and gold. It's just frustrating. Anyway, Orisa would be, come on, this is the moment for Orisa to get one.
Dear Orisa.
Let's start a campaign. Like, fuck this, all this nonsense in France with the fuel prices, and fuck this all this global warming shit.
Let the French protest. It's what they do.
True. But they're doing it in Belgium too. Brigitte would be nice too, but I have to think. Like, Brigitte, what would be cool for her to do in a Christmas theme?
Oh, that's a good one. She'd be.
She could be the prince. Why not?
Yeah, a bit of a But
she could be. She's a knight, right?
Yeah. She basically is. That's the thing, right? Because she has the shield. It's always a little more difficult to... Because for Reinhardt, his shield is not his main thing. It's that big thing that he swings at you that really draws the attention.
The hammer slash axe slash trophy.
Trophy, exactly. But for Brigitte, it's the flail, but the flail is...
I would say that's more of her secondary and the shield is like her primary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially because it's getting nerfed in the next patch. Yeah, I don't know. Surprises, Blizzard.
Which may drop with Winter Wonderland.
It most likely will, right? Because
that's the way it's been a few weeks now.
Genji and the Christmas team could be different. Moira, she got the Halloween skin. She won't be in there.
I think if Genji got a Christmas skin, it would be like Hanzo's, where it would just be like a casual, this is what I wear during my time off skin.
Did we get the casual Hanzo during the Winter Wonderland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They updated it with the big loot drop of 2018.
Yeah, because of the sideburns.
Originally, it was an event skin.
Yeah.
The Christmas event skin.
It was
skin.
A part of the comic, right? With the Tracer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like the year before. So we waited a whole year for that skin and then they didn't do it right.
That was, love these little fuck ups. See, but they're basically not fuck ups. They're just like, it's sometimes it's just hard to get a good feel of what your audience really is looking in for. Like in that, what did they like in that skin? And they missed.
They did the hair so wrong.
Yeah. They thought it would be the vest and the costume and the no, it's there.
And we were
come
like,
on.
No, hips to Hanzo, please.
Change the sideburns.
Yeah.
But but they listened and they fixed it. So we might still see Mercy with without the yellow wings.
Please, Blizzard.
They got 3 days. All right. I think at least
fact,
three more.
They should use the color that they've got on the Chinese skin, because I think that's like a turquoisey blue, isn't it? The first Chinese, the Fortune.
I don't know.
Oh,
I've not ever really looked into it.
Yes, it's green and it's got like colored tips.
So basically, they have to copy paste that one.
Yeah, that would be so much better.
All right. Anyone from Blizzard that is listening, you know what to do.
You know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's our gift for you for Christmas. Yeah. Just do it. Come on. You can do it. It's not that difficult. Just copy. Yeah. That's the button. And the C, right? Mm. And now paste.
Yeah.
No, use the V. Don't use the P. Come on. What are you doing? Have you been using computers for the first time? All right. So I'm guessing, like I said, maybe a skin tonight, tomorrow, Monday, and then we still have a few of the epics still to go.
Yeah.
Maybe the epics they'll wait for Tuesday to show them off.
Last minute on Monday.
Yeah. So like 1 hour restarting, and by the way, these are the epics. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Patch notes. Boom. Bye.
But there's other stuff with the event, right?
Well, we're getting the game modes back, so we'll get Yeti Hunt and Snowball. They've already said nothing new, but there might be a super secret map release.
Mm. What, a map release in the sense of a new map or just a new reskin map? Oh my god,
yeah,
really?
They're reskinning
Blizzard World.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks awesome, by the way.
It does. And we'll get King's Row redecorated again as well. What else gets redecorated?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing. They did they usually do one every year. They add one every year. So we should have three already. King's Row is one, yeah. And,
I'm trying to think of where else we see the little Christmas tree where we put the ornaments on.
Jingle Tracer. Let's not forget about Jingle Tracer. That's my favorite.
No.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho!
Winter maps. Okay, come on, Google, be my friend again. Overwatch, Winter Wonderland maps. So, King's Row is one for
Hanamura.
Sure. There's someone. Hanamura, yeah. Yeah, Hanamura,
that's the other
of course.
One. Thank you. Because it gets the snow everywhere. And the creepy snowman. And the snowman putting his head in the cooking pot.
Oh, yeah. The whole beginning part is extremely creepy. So, yeah. So, we have Hanamura. Help me out. Just said it 10 times. And
Hanamura. King's Row.
Sorry. For some reason, King's Row just escaped me. And there's also one of the smaller maps. I think Eichenwald. The one that's based on Eichenwald. Or the 6v6 or the deathmatch maps that also
Black Forest,
exactly. That one is also gets a winter team, but this year we'll get Blizzard World. And we saw then the intro that they released last week, and it looked so freaking cute. Like
it looks so cute with the little candy,
it's like
cane
a Christmas market,
and the lights everywhere,
and it's nighttime, which is also different because
I know.
I'm really curious to see, like, all those attractions that we can see from the lake, like, way behind. You have the Ferris wheel, you have the roller coaster.
They're all going to be lit up at night.
Wowie.
They're going to be lit up, exactly. And I think this map could look really cool with the Christmas theme. I'm really curious to see it. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But you said something of maybe a new map.
I know. I think it will either come with the Christmas event or when the Christmas event ends, like Blizzard World did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and this goes back to BlizzCon hype, Jeff specifically told us that we weren't getting a map for BlizzCon because the map hype always gets kind of left at the wayside because of the hype for the new hero and the hype for all the other stuff that Blizzard's doing at the time. So he specifically said that we're not going to show you a new map. He didn't say that they weren't going to give us a new map. He just said one wouldn't be shown.
And it would be the perfect moment to do it because it's the event. There's always a trailer. There's momentum. Like the next event after that is the Chinese New Year, which is they released the Capture the Flag map last year.
And that didn't go on. Did that go on the PTR first or not?
I don't remember.
Because I know Blizzard World went on the PTR and Busan went on the PTR.
I don't remember if that map went on to PTR. But that was really close after because the Chinese New Year is somewhere in January. So
yeah, January, February.
It
was on my birthday last year.
Ah, see, now everybody knows when Anna's birthday is. So start getting those gifts, guys. You know what to get. It would be a big surprise if they just unleashed a new map on us right now.
Yeah, but it might be that they do it just after the event like they did with Blizzard World.
Because
like, the Christmas event ended and they were like, oh, hey, Blizzard World is on the PTR. Bye. Mm-hmm.
And they already announced Blizzard World during BlizzCon. But if they would just release it right now without doing any PTR, that would be really different. Like we've seen them do it with Ashe for the fact that they just, after 2 weeks, they were done. Like, okay, she's good enough.
No, not even two. One. 1 week.
Was it even 1 week? Okay.
It was 1 week. Yeah.
So,
because I remember we were like, nah, they wouldn't do it after just a week. We were so wrong.
Yeah, we were. All right. No, well, it would be a nice float to have a new map on PTR after New Year's while we're all still gathering all the gifts that we got and we're all still very fat from eating a week.
International Food Week.
Is it International Food Week? Okay.
Well, it's not. That's just what I call it because different people celebrate different things over the festive period. But the one thing we all have in common is food.
Exactly.
Food and family.
And gifts. Don't forget gifts.
Not everyone does gifts.
Don't they?
No. Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, don't do birthday or Christmas gifts.
See, I learned something new every day.
Yeah.
Every 15 minutes today, but whatever.
Stepping out of the Belgian bubble, I see.
I know. Welcome to the rest of the world, D.
We don't have a lot of Jehovah Witnesses here in Belgium because we don't open doors when people ring. So they don't see any use of coming here. Okay, that's about it for the whole Winter Wonderland event, right?
Yeah. Other than, please give us 5 loot boxes on Christmas Day again. Thank you, Blizzard.
Yeah, they might do that. I would prefer if they do that because I can't buy them anymore, motherfuckers. Okay.
They might give you, Belgian players get 10 because you can't buy loot boxes. How sweet would that be?
That would be beautiful. That would be as festive as it can get. Yeah. I would be so happy with it. I would get, of course, 10 loot boxes full with sprays and doubles, but it's the idea that counts, right? I'm not going to be picky. That would be okay. All right. Let's move on to the next topic. We have a few smaller topics that I want to discuss.
Yeah.
There's one that South Korea has voted, or rather passed a law to punish boosters. So pretty soon, or I don't know when it starts, but boosting in Overwatch, so getting paid to make someone's or get someone's account higher up or level their account will be illegal. How crazy is that?
Yeah. I mean, it's always been a big problem in the competitive Overwatch community, especially with you know, some pro players who have passed as former boosters. You know, all the dirty laundry is coming out now, and it's really not something that is good for the state of the game. I could see why, you know, Blizzard's against boosting and why a lot of countries like Korea are against it. It really takes away from the integrity of the game. You know, you don't want a silver and GM, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's essentially throwing. That's what it is, right? You're ruining a good portion of the game for the rest of everyone.
I can totally understand why everybody is against it, like why players are against it, why Blizzard is against it. But it's somewhat crazy for me from little old Belgium to hear a government that takes a serious issue in game, like something that spoils the fun, instead of looking into, is this good for you? Like, instead of wagging the little finger, just thinking of it as an economy, as something legit, something that needs to be taken care of at that level. And that's typical that, of course, South Korea is the first to do it. And it's in a way beautiful to see it happen.
I mean, this way. Because esports has taken so much more seriously. I expect it's quite the revenue
totally
for the government as well, which will be why they take more of an interest in it.
Yeah, that's the most logical explanation for sure, and that's the way it goes. But it's beautiful to see that gaming is going beyond that, at least in some countries, is going beyond that little pastime that kids do, you know, that the same old feeling of that some people are taking it serious and taking their time to look into stuff and discussing it with the industry, et cetera, et cetera. So that was a kind of awesome thing to read. Weird and awesome at the same time. And the last thing I wanted to discuss. So we did a poll last week. We did a one this week that asked you guys what you thought was the thing that you looked forward to the most. But those results will be online this weekend. I'm not going to spoil them yet, or maybe I can, because this will be released on...
Spoil it! Spoil it!
Spoil the juice!
Yeah, but basically 70% of the people were different skins. That's the thing.
Skins, always skins.
So the options were skins, always skins, the festive map decorations, which was a good second, but only with 16%. So 70% of that was skins. Then we had 5% of the people that said that the seasonal events, which is kind of... proving a point, like these seasonal events are fun, but for 1 year and then people are done with them.
I think they're fun when they're new.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Yeti Hunt and Snowball Offensive already had a really limited fan base, to call it that. Not everybody was wildly enthusiastic about those. Even if when they were just released. And the last option was constantly shouting ho 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 as Tracer.
Oh, that's you're talking to the guy that does that. Yep, that's a custom keybind on my controller or on my directional pad. Ho 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 ho. Yep. That's me.
I'm not. That doesn't really surprise me, LP. But you're not the only one. 9% of the people that voted agree with you. That
my army is getting stronger.
It shows two things: that people can be and really enjoy being annoying, and that the seasonal events need some work in future iterations. Yeah. But the week before that, we did another poll that asked our users what they would rather see happen in the future, or what their priorities are for the future of Overwatch. So I want to look into some things that people are asking for, some predictions that are being made for the future of Overwatch, which isn't bad to look at since the game is going to be 3 years old coming May. And we asked you guys, like, what is the thing of out of these four options that you would rather see happening over the others? Role queue was one, clans was the second, crackdown harder on toxicity was the third, and the last one is just fix those bugs and remove the fucking bugs, because I didn't want to offend anybody. But what would your options be? What would you choose, guys? Role queue, clans, toxicity, or bugs?
I picked clans
all right
first, And then I voted, and then I was like, damn, roll queue would be the most useful thing.
Are you LP?
But clans would be fun.
I would pick more developer updates from Jeff Kaplan. I feel like we haven't seen him as much.
Yeah.
We've not seen him since BlizzCon.
Exactly. Well, no, we saw him at the Game Awards.
Oh, I know. We saw him at the Game Awards, but he wasn't there for us.
No, he wasn't there for us.
He was there for God of War. Yeah,
basically. And you can't blame him. But I think I'm really convinced. Like we said a few times in the past and past episodes, they're working really hard on something. I'm really curious to see what it is. I really hope that it's something big. If they're coming out with just clans after New Year's, telling us like somewhere, I think it's going to be around the anniversary that we might hear something, because that sounds like a good moment when your game is 3 years old.
The mystical third social feature that we never received in 2018.
Yeah, but I really hope that it's not that mystical third feature that they're talking about. I hope it's really bigger than that. If they don't step up after 3 years of this game, I heard a discussion on another podcast and it made a lot of sense. Like Blizzard is going into this phase, and remind me to click on the poll after this because I'm getting sidetracked. But there's not a lot of content coming for any of their IPs. They're going in this weird, and it's the first time in Blizzard history, they're going into this period of months where there's no Warcraft expansion. Diablo 4, well, basically, yeah, we know about that. Heroes of the Storm and Hearthstone are both in a mode where they just keep releasing the occasional hero and a card.
Well, I mean, pack. Heroes has got that massive rework.
True. That's something that happened at BlizzCon, but it's not...
It was announced at BlizzCon, but it's a rework that will be going live in early 2019.
Yeah, but it's more of a systems rework, right? It's not like...
It's the entirety of how their competitive matchmaking works.
Yeah, exactly.
They've also updated like how you earn XP during fights. They've reworked a couple of heroes at the same time. So like Stitches and Sylvanas are both getting complete reworks. Stitches, I believe, is on the PTR for heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Sylvanas.
But those are not the big changes that will draw in the huge crowd. It will just make the people that are in there happy because they were really malcontent. Like I heard some panels, like I said before, on BlizzCon, and people were really, really not happy with the state of the whole competitive in Heroes of the Storm. So they're taking care of that. The same goes for Hearthstone. They're releasing map packs. They look really beautiful. Like the one that's coming out now looks really awesome. But it's not like they're changing the direction of their games. And if they want them to last really long, they need to do that once in a while. And like, I know, LP, you love me for this, but like, look what a Fortnite did this week. They just added a totally new mechanic into the game with the airplanes.
You mean
and stuff.
That big scandal? Oh no, you meant that.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Let me just throw in a little tidbit as a Fortnite player. They have done something that I think really outshines the competition in terms of like creative BR gaming, right? Battle Royale gaming. They've added airplanes and a creative mode, which is very similar to a Minecraft style of gameplay. Of at least Minecraft, the creative mode. So yeah, this completely changed the dynamic of Fortnite. I really would love to see, you know, Overwatch or Blizzard just try to challenge Fortnite.
No, I don't think they'll ever do that. That's not their MO, but I agree with you what that Fortnite did. It's just sad for CSGO. I was talking about it with Hannah before the podcast. CSGO just announced their own Battle Royale, which isn't that... if Fortnite just did something like that, it's really hard to compete with them. But Overwatch, and that was my point before, is Overwatch is getting into that... stale point. It's not stale at all. A lot of people are still having fun, and the skins that they
but
add.
But it does
really
feel like there's
work.
A stalemate, and we're just
There's a risk. There's a risk of if this continues for another year, they'll be losing people really fast. And I'm pretty sure that they know it themselves. That's why they're so quiet. And it's not going to help with adding clans role queue will not make the difference. It will make people in the same sense that they're doing it in Heroes of the Storm right now.
It adding will a make story mode, period. That'll do it.
Exactly. Stuff like that. Or just a totally new game within the IP. I don't know. Something that comes from a hard left, or something that we didn't see coming, or maybe something that we really wanted, like story mode. But they need to think of something really big to keep this thing alive for the next few years. That's their plan. They want to make this something that lasts the same way that World of Warcraft did. And World of Warcraft has one advantage.
It's this whole gaming as a service thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. It's basically way back, you used to buy a game and then you paid one time. And then a few months later, maybe a year and a half, 2 years later, they brought out an expansion and you would pay again for that expansion. And that gave them like they were doing with Diablo 2, but they stopped at a certain point because they were not happy with the way it was evolving. But and then they switched to this service, this gaming as a service thing, which basically gave them revenue during that 2 or 3 years that would all otherwise just give them 2 expansions. They would be making money constantly. But the problem is that it keeps slinking.
You have to keep people interested in your service.
Exactly. So that's where they are failing with all their IPs right now that are doing gaming as a service, not failing, but that they feel...
Come on, Blizzard, release something big.
They feel the burn. They feel the issue. It's the first time that they're doing this. They are really used to doing it old school, and with Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm and now Overwatch. Those are the first games that they did this way. So,
you know, I had this conversation with Sugar Pixie while she was streaming Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. We were having the quiz.
Yeah.
And it was a really funny conversation. How I know that Blizzard would not do this now, but if the Overwatch skins were like Fortnite, where you have to pay, you know, a certain amount. I know people would hate me for even saying this or suggesting this, but I think I love the loot box system, but I think that if Overwatch, you know, had released this system like Fortnite did, that the skins would feel a little more special. And, you know, when you bought the Sugar Plum or you bought the Rat King skin, I think that there's like a level of specialty and novelty to having that skin and everybody else not having it. I know, like I said, I know Overwatch, Blizzard would not do that now, but I wouldn't mind giving them at least, you know, a little bit of money to get that cool, like, Tracer or Genji skin, like, you know, what they did with these events and the Mercy skin. I think this is cool. And, you know, I wouldn't mind supporting the game. I love it. And
see, you can support the game though. Just like, I don't buy loot boxes to increase my chance of getting certain skins. I buy loot boxes to give Blizzard money and thanks. Like, thank you for continuing to update the game. Here's a small amount of money. I can't afford much, but have this little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And personally, as like a massive fan of Overwatch and somebody who doesn't have a lot of like expendable cash, I would be really upset if I no longer had access.
Right. And, you know, that's something that with Fortnite, there's no in-game advantage to a skin, you know, which is where games like Star Wars Battlefront 2 failed by making those microtransactions. I don't know. There's just an element. See, the thing is with Fortnite, what makes the game so unique is that in Battle Royale, there's a skin that you can get, you know, like the early game skins that now nobody in the whole entire game will ever get just because they were exclusive to that season of Fortnite. So now it's like, you know, having that skin, it makes it extra cool to just own. And people, you know, will see you in the lobby and they'll just start hitting you with their pickaxe like, dude, you got the skin, you're lit. But in Overwatch, it's not that same feeling. Like, you just don't. Like, oh, you got the rat skin. Cool. Well, I do too. And so does everybody else. So you're special and unique, just like everybody else.
Okay. Here's a middle ground. What if it becomes something more like the Nano Cola event, but something a little bit more difficult, where you have to earn the skin by doing specific actions in game, and you can only earn that skin within a specific period?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what season of comp are we on now?
14?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say like for season 15, if you hit this SR, you get this skin.
Well, I remember Blizzard saying that they don't like that's they wanted to take gold guns away from competitive for that same reason, because, you know, they want you to, they don't want you just to go on to play competitive and earn this, because, you know, that, that takes like the quality from competitive. If everybody's just hopping in and they don't really care because they just want that SR or they want that, you know, it doesn't make people want to try harder. It just makes you want to compete just so you can get it. And that's.
But you have to try hard in order to win, in order to get the reward.
Right, but then you, there's people that don't try. I mean, it's a complicated topic.
It is.
Look, it is.
At the end of the day, I love Overwatch, and you know when they come out with these skins in games like the Tracer or the Genji, I think that that's a really unique concept, and don't lose sight of that, because there will be people out there that pay the money to get those skins. Just like in Fortnite.
Yeah. And I think it's
the only reason why I paid so much for the Mercy skin was because it was going to a good cause.
And that's a great reason too.
It is. It is. And that's something that, you know, well, the Mercy skin was $15, right? Something like that. Just make it a little, I think if you would make it like 10 or something, there would be people that would be willing to buy a skin, and it doesn't need to be an or story. It can be an and story, and I think they need to think about stuff like that, especially if anything that we happened last or that we discussed last week with people looking into loot boxes, they'll have to think about new ways to get their content to people. And but I think it's not enough to think about the economic model behind all the loot boxes and the ways the skins are rolled out. I think it's just a content thing. You know, the skins are the layer on top. Like, it's the thing that, it's the special sauce, but the cake needs to be good too.
Yeah. Mama's secret recipe, or Papa Jeff's secret recipe.
Papa Jeff's secret recipe. So, I think they must be working on something. So we'll see. Oh my God, we took a huge loop around, but...
We did.
Yeah, but I think we'll see Jeff plenty of times during 2019. Let's hope that he does the what was it called again? It's something really specific. The U log, exactly.
Oh my God, that would be so cool! Please, Jeff.
That was funny.
Please do it to reveal the new map.
It was funny and painful at the same time, in the sense that we were all expecting something big to happen, but it didn't happen. But that just made it.
I know, but we got some great wallpapers from it.
Exactly. And it made it even more funny that the fact that nothing happened, because there were people that were watching it like the whole time, or basically a long time. we were keeping an eye on it, like on our Discord server, I remember. And we were just like, oh my God, there's still so many people watching. There's still so many people watching. Like, we updated each other.
Who's still
number.
Watching, Jeff?
Okay, but back to the poll. So let me recap. So we asked our audience what they wanted. Role queue clans, crack down harder on toxicity, or just fix the bugs. And the answer that got the most votes, but I have to be honest, it's one of the few times that I've seen a poll really be disbalanced, like where the you could, like, everything is over 20%, which is nice if you have four options. But role queue was the one that got the most votes with 30%. Second was crackdown on toxicity. Well, I feel that toxicity has been less of an issue in the last few months. It's clear that there still are issues, and that's something I noticed myself too. But it's gotten better, but it could still be better. Fixing the bugs, 22%. So, a lot of people that are still really bothered by the bugs that are in the game. Reinhardt, I'm looking at you. And then clans was the last option, or the least favorite option, rather. 21%, which is still really close to the others. I think it's something that we know that will be coming eventually. So not everybody seems to be rushing towards that clan's idea.
No. Like I said, it's fun, but I don't think it will do much for the game.
Yeah. It's just a way of hanging out with your friends. It would get you like, yeah, it would be cool for us to start an omnipost clan.
Exactly.
But other than that, All right, but I guess that's it for the general news. Or was there anything else you wanted to talk about, guys?
No, I think that's it.
Oh my
it.
God, we got through it.
I think LP is covering the Game Awards. So.
Oh, is he? All right. Let's move on to, to esports news.
Welcome to the Omnic Fresh Esports News. Every single week, you know, we have to break it down here on the desk. Or my bed. I don't really have a desk yet. Or I'm not near a desk, but, you know, we're going to make it happen, guys. We're going to make it happen.
Are you sitting on the floor?
I'm sitting on a bed.
My God.
Are you breaking it down in bed?
Break it down in bed.
All right, guys.
His words, not mine.
It happens sometimes. Sometimes you got to, you know, work with what you with what you got. So.
We're all in bed with LP, guys.
Oh my God.
Peeping eyes emoji. All right, guys. Welcome. Welcome. Like I said, this week we heard some big announcements from Game Awards. Now, it's a big like the ESPYs or the Oscars, but for gaming. And we've got, I guess, you know who got the esports of the year. Come on. Drum roll. Overwatch.
Yes.
That's right. Overwatch is the esport of the year. It beat out games like CSGO, Dota 2, League of Legends, and even the top dog known as Fortnite. As a Fortnite player and Overwatch player, I actually watched Fortnite tournaments, and they're just not as fun and as organized to watch as watching a top-level Overwatch game. So, sorry, Fortnite.
Aw.
Give it to Overwatch League.
It's okay. I mean, Fortnite did win best ongoing game and best multiplayer game.
Lol.
Yeah.
So,
and Overwatch was nominated for both. So,
yeah. You know, Overwatch still got a strong leg in the game. Overwatch is not slowing down anytime soon for nobody. Yeah. Also, a famous Overwatch League host, of course, he was in there. You got to give it up to Golden Boy. He was nominated as best esports host, but unfortunately, he did not get it.
No.
But, you know, Golden Boy is such a hype man, and I can definitely foresee after season two being nominated again and possibly taking it home. Guys, this week was pretty big.
Oh, Jay Jonak was also nominated for best esports player. He didn't get it, but he was nominated.
Right. Jonak, like we've mentioned previously on this podcast, he is a beast. He has completely revolutionized the role of Zenyatta as a hero. And like everybody is now like a copy of Jonak, right? Like Jonak was like the guy that revolutionized the game. So he was nominated, but he did not win. Okay, so let's go into the Watchpoint update, because we haven't seen a Watchpoint, which is Overwatch's like desk show where they get on the casters and they all talk about the game and the current state of the league. Well, this time we got
like the aftermath, but done less good.
Yeah, yeah, like the aftermath, but less interesting, right? Because who wants to watch a couple of boring casters? But guys, we did find out the opening week schedule. It was revealed to us in a special episode, of course. And we found out that February 14th, Valentine's Day, right, is going to be the day, the opening day for Overwatch League Season 2.
I told you it was February 14th and you didn't believe me.
I had to get it confirmed by
confirmed weeks ago by the Overwatch League themselves on their
double
blog.
Triple confirmation.
And you were like, it's on the 15th. And I was like, no, it's on the 14th. And you were like, whatever, Hannah.
It's always good to be a skeptic. Am I right, Dee? It's always good to be a skeptic.
Exactly. That's what journalism is. Just like,
do not doubt my sources, brah.
I'm trying to fuel this argument. It's just fun for me to be on the sidelines and watch it.
It is. Oh, alrighty. Well, this is the breakdown of how it's going to be. So there's going to be 28 matches this season instead of the regular 40. Now, 40 matches for 10 games. Each stage was pretty rigorous for the players. So, you know, more teams, a little bit less matches, but they're still going to be action packed as ever. Matches will go on from Thursday through Sunday. That's going to be pretty sick. So you can watch a lot of Overwatch any time of the week. And of course, they're being accommodating to the Europeans, right? Ooh. Getting a couple of new, times for you guys out there. All right. Do not forget this, though. There's going to be 4 games a day instead of the typical 3. More Overwatch, more of your time gets sucked up into the beautiful game. All-star matches will be played after stage 2 instead of the end. I found this to be a bit weird, but hey, you know, if they think they got what it takes, you know, if you can find all your all-stars by the mid-season.
I can tell you why.
Tell me.
Because this was also in the same blog post as the official release date. It's for 2 reasons. 1, to give the players more of a break mid-season. So they're having like this friendly, the All-Stars event was very friendly, very chill, very relaxing. So they want to put it in the middle to kind of try and help camaraderie and stuff and to give them a bit of a break from the hecticness of the league proper, but also because it brings it in line with professional sporting events because they often have the fun stuff right in the middle rather than at the end.
Awesome. Can we get a round of applause for Hannah? I mean, she really does her homework. As you guys may or may not have heard, we've got road games. That's right. Teams will be playing at home arenas and venues, meaning Overwatch League on the road. I'm so excited for this. I mean, you know.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes. Getting to watch your team at a venue that's local. That's freaking awesome.
That's really cool. That's basically the idea that they had from the beginning. Like,
yeah,
that they managed to pull off a bit.
I mean, they probably won't be playing in London.
Sorry.
Yeah. Had to do that. And it's one of those things that made Overwatch League stand out above other esports is that this was the future plan for the league. Mm-hmm. You know, to get the fan base, really grow that field and just get everybody in the same arena to enjoy some good Overwatch gameplay. And also, I mean, you're going to be able to meet all the players and just surround yourself with the fans. Like, that's such a beautiful community to be a part of.
It is.
All right, guys, now let's go into the stage playoffs. 8 teams will make the stage playoffs instead of your typical 4. And division winners will be given a 1 and 2 seeds, meaning that these 2 teams will be probably getting choice of who they face at the end once the other teams have their in-game tournaments. This also leads us to the quarterfinals, which means that first teams to get 3 maps wins, but the semifinals and the finals is a 1-to-4 maps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the season playoffs, 8 teams will qualify. The top 6 teams will automatically qualify, while the last 2, you know, which will make the 8 teams, meaning that teams 7 through 12th place will compete in in-game tournaments for the last 2 spots. Man, I'm so hyped. This means that the Florida Mayhem might even get a chance to make it in the playoffs, you know? New teams, more opportunities, got to fight for what's right.
Oh, hey, it's December 8th. Have they announced their full roster yet?
The full roster of the Florida Mayhem.
For the Mayhem.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't think they, I haven't heard anything really new. I know we were supposed to get one more player, but, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. It is December 8th. I could check my phone right now and all I know might be a new player.
I mean, to be fair.
But you know me, I don't use my phone.
December 8th was the last day that they're allowed to submit.
Any changes.
That's right.
Because everyone they pick has to be submitted, but has to be like approved by Owl, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So December 8th could be like the final day that they're allowed to submit.
Yeah, I think so. The queries. Public announcement is something different.
Yeah. Because I know a couple of months ago, like just after Bare Hands was recruited, they had the Mayhem had a couple of extra players that were pending Owl approval, but I've not seen anything about them.
See, that Owl really has a lot of power. Just sitting in his tree, shitting on people's head, and deciding who plays the Overwatch League. Come on. No, by the way, while I get when I was while I'm able to talk, get in between, I got some good news from one of my former students, told me on the stream that Logic's apparently signed with NXL2. I didn't know that. So,
Oh, yes.
So the
Belgian lad,
has been signed by NYXL2. So if the other Belgian one is still in Florida Mayhem, we're still represented well.
Bless
as a
him.
Small country.
Yes. You have Spree as well. He's a monster Zarya who plays for the Houston Outlaws.
I meant to say Houston Outlaws. My bad. I said Florida Mayhem, right? Yeah.
But yeah, guys. So, I mean, this is pretty exciting stuff. You know, we did hear of the opening match. Now, this is going to be so exciting. I think that this is the first game that anybody who, you know, even wants to get into Overwatch League, even in season 2, this is the game you want to watch.
It is
Philadelphia versus London.
The Spitfires!
The grand finals rematch is the opening match. Now, that is hype. That is so much hype. I'm sure Philly wants it and London wants to defend it. So
did you hear about the colors? And I saw this whole discussion on Twitter with the image that they posted, that apparently Philadelphia changed the color scheme of their logo slightly.
And it's now a weird dark gray.
Yeah. So that just fueled the whole discussion about the colors.
Yeah.
Anyways. My two cents.
Are you talking about the Shock? The Shock have that weird dark gray. It is pretty.
Oh, is it the Shock?
Yeah, it's the Shock. They have like a orange and gray.
Oh, yeah, it is because it's SF.
That's a Shock. Yeah, so like we said, the schedule is up and out. I mean, I think that, okay, so I'm going to give you guys my personal matches that I would love to see. I mean, you already know Florida Mayhem, Atlanta Reign.
Mm-hmm.
Hype as hell for that match. Battle for Southeast. I think it's going to be a great rivalry and something that when we beat the Atlanta Reign, I can't wait just to rub it in Nick and Pokebutt's faces. shout out to you guys. I can't wait to see some of these Chinese teams. We have the Guangzhou Charge and the Chengdu Hunters. Also, they're going to be playing the same day as the Mayhem, which is the 15th of February. And of course, the Hangzhou Spark versus the Shanghai Dragons on the first day. This is February 14th. Yeah, let's get it. Oh, man, I'm so excited to see Shanghai, you know, on their first game, break the spell. But I'm also excited to see the pink team in action, right?
Me too.
Who's not?
I want to see their skins so bad. I want to see their away skins. Oh, I bet they're gorgeous.
I want to see all their spells in pink. That will be a pain in the ass. Like Zarya ultimate in pink.
Well, I mean,
shield
at least we
pink.
Already know what Mercy looks like in pink.
True. That's
that
true.
That is true. And the other game I'm looking very forward to is the Dallas Fuel versus San Francisco Shock. Now, Shock is looking pretty darn stacked. They've got a monster line of DPS players, but so does Dallas Fuel. Like, let's not forget who they just signed. They signed Zachary, who played for the Overwatch World Cup Team USA.
Zachary!
Yeah, and let's not forget, though, San Francisco just signed Stryker, who was a monster Tracer and Widow player for the Boston Uprising. This guy got so much talent, and he got signed over to the Shock. Now, those are was that 4 or 5? Well, those are my top games that are must-watches for the opening week of Overwatch League Season 2. We also heard the Washington Justice, after so long, they've announced their branding and logo. Hype. Pretty American, I would say. Maybe a little too American for my taste, but...
Oh my God, she's just... Yeah.
She's having a laugh attack.
As a Brit, it's especially funny how American
yes.
it is.
Yeah, it's super American. But Washington Justice just doesn't roll off the tongue for me. I would have liked it to be the DC Justice.
To be fair, that would have been...
It would have been like the DC Justice League.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yeah, actually. Now that I say
could you imagine
it,
if it was like Washington Liberty? Oh.
America! Fuck yeah! That's what that sounds like to me, man. But yeah, really hype. Like,
like we said, some very exciting games. And, you know, like we said, the 8 expansion teams, which now makes 20 teams in total. I mean, I'm freaking stoked.
Hype!
We also did hear of the first Brazilian player to be signed, or South American player to be signed, in the Overwatch League. It's Alemão, who played for the Brazilian Overwatch Cup, World Cup. And, of course, he's going to the Boston Uprising. Now, something I have to give to the Boston Uprising, I like what they're doing with their coaching. I know they don't really go for the big names. They kind of go for the kind of like the individual players. You know, they don't pick up full rosters. They just kind of assign and pick their players, you know, hand select them.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious to see how, you know, some of these guys can perform against some of the top tier, like Korean teams, for example. So I'm really happy we got our first South American player in there. Congratulations to Alemão and to opening the door for many more.
Gotta have that representation. Overwatch is supposed to be for everyone.
Right. And he is the main support. So maybe we'll see him a little bit on Lucio. Maybe we'll see him on Ana, you know? He is known for playing those two roles. And I think, you know what, guys? If I'm not mistaken, that might be the wrap for the esports news of the week.
Ooh.
Wasn't there that one thing about that drama?
Oh, we're talking about the Boston Uprising.
Yep.
So the Boston Uprising have released player Funny Astro, who was previously with the British Hurricane. Funny Astro was caught, or allegedly, right. I mean, allegedly, everything is allegedly nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Was allegedly caught boosting. And, you know, that is something that Huck, the GM of the Boston Uprising, just did not want to deal with, especially with so many things happening with Boston Uprising. If you've been caught up with the news lately, there's just been, you know, a lot of drama, and Huck didn't want to, you know, bring that into his team. So he released the player, and now they are kind of, they want money from the British Hurricane because of this player. Like, you know, you kind of gave us the problem, so we're gonna bring this into the legal battle. But British Hurricane, or Cloud9, doesn't want to pay up. So yeah, they're taking this to the next level of, you know, I guess justice in America, whatever. They want to take this to the courts and, you know, figure out something. But he is terminated, no longer with the Boston Uprising. And it's very unfortunate, you know, to, you know, have this contract in front of you and then being caught for something like boosting. Like we said, we don't condone boosting.
We do not.
But, you know.
Yeah, I think if you're an esports player in Overwatch, you know that it is not that the...
It is not the done thing.
Yeah, that you'll get in trouble if you get caught. It's a risk that he took.
Yeah.
And he's paying for it now. Well, apparently he's not paying for it. They want C9 to pay for it. We'll see how that ends.
Yeah.
All right.
C9, Esports Organization of the Year at the Game Awards. Woo!
Yeah, it's very unfortunate for Funny Astro. You know, there's... Because the league, from what a lot of players say, there's a lot of boosters in the league. They just haven't been caught. He just happened to be one of those rare occasions where he did get caught, allegedly.
Yeah. If it's really an issue, if there's a lot of boosters, they'll have to tackle it in a... Come on, they own the freaking servers. How difficult can it be? Anyways.
I know.
Thank you very much, LP, for updating us on esports news. I feel the hype is growing. Getting closer to season 2. Even if it's still 2 months away, it's closer than it is to season 1. I'm really looking forward to getting those weekly games going again. It's a shit ton of work for us, but it's so much fun to just feel the community roar at the occasion and having fun. So thank you for the update, buddy. Do you have one of your beautiful questions for us, or a quiz?
Of course. We're going to go into the 8 new teams. Like we said, we're going to drill these teams into your brain so you don't forget. Hannah, of course, and Dee. All right, guys.
He just said me second because he knows I will forget eventually. I always forget stuff like that. But anyways, Tali.
All righty, guys. Are you ready?
Let's go hunt.
I like where she's going because she knows she knows exactly where I was going to go with that. The first five Chinese teams. What are they? That's the first question. Go ahead, Hannah. This is all you.
Frick. We've got the Charge. We've got the Spark.
That is. Oh, but no, well, hold on. That's a little too easy. Can you give me the names of the cities just in case I'm geographically lost?
No, I can't.
And then you have to pronounce them in Mandarin and Cantonese. So.
Dick.
All right. Go ahead. Give me the Chinese teams. What are the Chinese teams?
Okay, so we've got the Dragons, Obvi, the Pandas.
Perfect.
The Hunters. We've got a Spark and Charge do different ones? Or am I making that up?
Yeah. We got the Spark and the Charge.
So you had four.
And the last one.
Can I have a clue?
Come on, Hannah. The Paris Eternal. That's my favorite Chinese team. All right, D. All right. I know you want to... This quiz is a little scuffed, but don't worry, we got this. D, what are the last four teams to join? Or what are the next four teams that we haven't mentioned already in the Overwatch League season two?
I know the two Canadian teams. So there's the two Canadian teams. Toronto. Oh my god.
Beavers.
No, it's not the Toronto Beavers.
Come on, give me the
Maples. Gap.
No, it's not the Maples. Oh my god, I know the cities, but I don't know all the team names.
I knew the team names, but not the cities. So I think yeah, me too. We're together.
I know Toronto and Vancouver are the two Canadian teams. I know Atlanta and Washington are the two American teams.
Toronto Defiant, Paris Eternal.
Yeah, that's in Europe.
The Washington.
But you already mentioned that, right?
Justice.
Yes. Vancouver.
Vancouver Titans.
Titans. Yeah.
Yes. And don't forget, guys, the Atlanta Reign.
Yeah. I was about to say Atlanta Reign, and then you interrupted me with the Titans, who I had completely forgotten about, by the way.
Yo, their branding is so sick. I don't know if you guys got to see the intro.
With
the Yeti Winston. Oh man, it's beautiful. Like they put in time in that content. And like you can already tell they're going to be a very, very good content team. So big thumbs up to the Vancouver Titans. I think their content and media team is on point.
Yeah, it's just nice to get eight extra teams in there. So
yes,
there's a lot of extra logos I'll have to put in in our templates. Yep. Oh my god.
Exactly, guys. So make sure you guys drill these teams into your brains. Now I'm trying to every single day. I'm trying to rehearse these teams, rehearse all 20 teams, because that's probably an upcoming quiz. So just make sure you get all the teams down. All 20 teams. It's a beautiful
full
day
names
for Overwatch.
Yeah, and I'll get to know them the moment I have to use them to do the scores and stuff. That's the way I remember all the other teams. It's just by using them every day. So I'll be okay, guys. It will be okay. But thank you very much, LP, for this, how do you call it? Preparation drill?
Yes, the preparatory Overwatch League team knowledge.
Can we make that the official title for this little quiz? And just stick it in there. Make sure that it sticks. All right.
Can we not just call it Owl Prep?
Owl prep,
yeah.
I think that's an actual medicine for owls or something. Owl prep. You just have to rub it in there and it will be better.
It's falconry practice.
All right. I guess we're done for today. I'm going to stream in a few minutes. So, I'm not going to say come and watch my stream because it will be too late by then. All right. Thank you very much for hanging out, guys. Hannah, anything, or rather, tell me where people can find you. Tell us all where they can find you.
Hannah McManus on Instagram and on Twitter, and then Straws and Paws on Instagram for my kitty cats.
All right. LP, tell him.
Of course, guys. You can find Lance Pons at Lance Pons. LP, that's what it stands for. Instagram, Twitter. Also, if you like Florida events, Overwatch related, Make sure you check out Chaos Crew FL on Instagram and Twitter for all the latest updates on watch parties, LAN tournaments, and all that good Florida Mayhem knowledge.
All right. Make sure you do. And make sure you check out our Instagram accounts, Omnic Post and Omnic Esports. Follow our Twitch channel at Atomics TV. We're streaming a lot these days. We're streaming daily. The Aftermath will be coming back. And we're going to do, every few weeks, we'll be doing a quiz where LP is one of the panel members, is one of the contestants. We did a test episode of last week, and we had some lagging issues. So poor LP only saw the questions by the time he had to answer them. But we fixed that. We fixed it all. So now everybody will be on par, on the same level, and ready to kick ass.
Yeah, boy.
In our Omnic Post quiz. I think we're going to do one next week. It's going to be awesome. So if you, and anybody can join in, by the way, anybody can play along. And we're giving away some nice game keys or something else. There's always something different to win. Thank you all for listening and sticking around until the end. You guys rock, like I tell you every freaking week. If this is the first time that you're listening, I'll tell you again next week. Help us out by giving us a 5-star review on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, or whatever you're listening on, whatever platform rather that you're listening, can be your toaster, your fridge, but make sure to subscribe. We hope to see you all back again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You gotta love Blizzard.